Hey guys, it's Big A, and I'm back with One More Thing, and today I'm here with
DJ Fish.
And DJ Fish, how are you doing today?
Surprisingly,
I'm doing fine.
I don't really care about what anybody thinks, which to me is a good thing.
It's the best feeling in the world.
Self-care, I guess, in a way. And yeah, like surprisingly, Tuesday, out of all the days in the week, pretty good.
That's because I'm here, you know. I came back, you know. I'm Nora's favorite. Yes. Nora, what do you do for self-care?
Nothing.
You want me to tell you a little bit how you can do something for like a self-care?
Okay. Yes.
So like my self-care days, I do them on either like a Saturday, like hair appointment, nails appointments. Like I'll put that all, that subject into, you know, that. But Sally, I can't do that this Saturday because I have a date. Anyways, but yeah, mine's normally fall on like a Sunday or a Saturday. And I basically just make that whole day about me. Like I turn off my phone, watch TV, eat. Oh, some seafood stuff. Okay, I'm sorry. I eat, do face mask, you know. And I just like try to hang out with my family more because with school and like work and stuff for my parents and all that, it's like you barely get to see my parents. It's like, but their off days is mostly on Sundays. So it's like, let me hang out with my mama. Let me do this with my mama. I don't know about my old man. You know, he's grumpy. Like, I didn't actually think they meant when boys get older, they get grumpy. He's so mad and angry all the time. I'm like, okay, you know. But yeah, that's a couple things that you can do. You can also like, but I don't know if this is like self-care, but it's just like, I think it makes other people feel better. Like hanging out with your friends on a weekend after having like a horrible week. It just feels so much better.
Good thing about working on a movie, free movies. Everyone.
Like,
literally don't have to pay for a movie when I go to the movies with a friend.
Like, Nora, if I worked at a movie theater and I'm telling you I had a bad day, they'll be like, where is she at? I'm like,
I'm in the theater.
Whole time I'm in there watching the same movie for the first time. Like,
I've watched Bodies 2 times already.
Oh my God, what's that about? I never heard about it.
So it's basically about this group of friends. They're 20 years, each of them like are in their 20s, and they're all rich. Like they are stupid rich. Mm-hmm. So they have a little party at this mansion, and during the party a hurricane hits, so they just have to stay inside most of the time. And while they're in there, they play a game called Bodies.
Is that the one movie with Pete Davidson?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about, but I don't know about no hurricane. Speaking of Pete Davidson, can you believe they broke up?
I know.
I was like, oh, well, I wasn't counting to be forever, but you know, you out here doing all this stuff talking about Mr. Kanye. You can't find nobody better than Kanye. Let's be for real. Bro, and then I had seen an Instagram post because it's like, I guess Kim K got her own line of like the beats or something.
Really?
And so all the colors is like, what's the word? Nude, basically, but in all shades of nude. So they got this dark color.
You said beats? Like the headphones?
Yeah, like the headphones.
Nude colors?
Yeah.
Why?
She's in love with the color. Have you seen her? Have you seen her clothing?
That's like really ugly.
This is like so it's like this tan color. Then it's like this, it's like my skin tone, but a little shades darker. It's Kanye West skin tone. And then it's Ray J skin tone.
Dang.
And then the tan color, they said it's Pete Davidson. And I just can't get it out of my head because it's just like, bro. Speaking of movies, Nora, what is your favorite comfort movie?
Oh, dang. What is my favorite comfort? I know of so many movies, and I've seen so many, and I can't really, like, crown a movie that's, like, my comfort movie. You know what I mean?
All right.
How about you talk about yours? I need to think.
Okay. So, all my comfort movies is, like, in different topics. Like, I have a whole bunch, but they're all in different topics. So, my favorite comedy comfort movie is... is Norbit, because like Recipe, she's just so funny. So that's my favorite comedy one,
ma'am.
And then my favorite, like, I don't have any sad, actually I do, but it's like a, it's not a sad movie. I don't know what it is actually. So we just gonna skip over that one. But like, I'm like, I don't even know what this movie falls under, because it's like an obsession movie. It's an obsession
movie. What is it?
My Teacher, My Obsession. That movie, I watched it all the time. Like, every classroom I went in, it was like, I always watched it. And I think it was my PCC teacher. She came over to every day. She see me watch the same movie. She was like, why do you watch that so much? I was like, honestly,
I don't know.
Like, it's just so good. And it was just, like, there. Because, you know, at the time, I didn't have the Wi-Fi, so I couldn't pick another movie. So, it was just there. And then, like, my favorite horror movie, The Black Phone is a thriller.
I think.
Yeah, it's more of a thriller. But I only watched The Black Phone once, so it couldn't be my favorite comfort movie anyways. But it's this movie. I think it's called, I forgot what it's called. I do know, but I don't know. It's Strangers on Netflix. But that movie is so scary, and it scares the crap out of me. And that's why I only watch it with, like, I watch it with a whole bunch of people, because I can't watch it by myself. But if I am feeling down, I go watch that with my mama, because she just, like, scary movies to her, it's like a children's movie. Like, she makes jokes so it won't be scary.
That I love.
I can't say this.
But, so my dad is the same way, but with a specific show. But, mute my mic.
Okay, or okay, like, okay. Okay, your mic is back. Okay, but...
Like, also watching, like, crappy horror movies. Like, my favorite, like, horror movie that is so bad, but it's good. Like, it's bad in a good way.
Right.
Like, it's just funny. It's Sharknado.
Have you ever seen that?
It is so funny. It is so bad. The CGI is crap. It makes no sense. It's like, just hilarious.
That's me making a movie?
Yes. Like, someone, it was like, they wanted a serious thing, and then, like, in the middle of it, they're like, this makes no sense.
Might as well just, you know, throw some stuff, put it all together.
Yes. Literally, go watch Sharknado. It's so funny. I don't know.
I'll find it.
Wait. It might be on Hulu, if you have Hulu.
Okay, I'm gonna look on Hulu. Bro, no. Okay, so, it's this one movie, like I never fully watched it through, because it's just, like, so scary. I don't even know, like, it's under the...
Don't even get me started on scary movies.
It's another thing of, like, thriller, but that's not no thriller movie. Like, bro, it's more of a, like, it's, like, thriller, horror, slasher, everything in this, in the topic of being scary, mm-hmm. in it. Like, it's just so... Okay, it's called The Terrifier. That movie literally
Do not.
Scares the
I literally
living,
love that movie.
No, like, it scares the living crap out of me. Like, I cannot finish that.
There's going to be a second one.
I'm not watching it. Like, oh my God. The farthest I got into that movie is when he cut that lady in half.
I know. I'd literally... I don't want to say the worst part, but...
But yes, that movie scares the living crap out of me. And then it's just like, bro, because I remember some of the movie, and it's just like, to be honest with you, my mama been telling me not to talk to nobody on the... First of all, not to talk to strangers at all. You talking to him on a Halloween night is crazier than anything.
I don't know what the, like, it's on Halloween. He's dressed as a clown, carrying a black trash bag.
And he don't talk.
And weren't his teeth, like, really gross?
They was really yellow.
Yeah.
And then the car stopped working. I'm like, bro, you know, whole time them trying to get in the car, I'm like, y'all are delusional. I would have just ran. If the car ain't working, I would have got out and ran.
Yeah.
What are you standing here for? Your car's not working.
Go.
He obviously did something to the car. Go.
If the car doesn't work, your legs do.
Oh my God. I think I was supposed to send, I don't know who it was. Okay. I was supposed to send, I think it was you and JP, about my mama's club.
Oh, yeah.
Today she got tacos.
Bro, tell me when she has those...
Buffalo fries?
Yeah.
They're always there. Every day. It's just the main menu.
Where is it? Because, like, that's what I want for dinner. Like, either I want that or a munchie meal.
I'm going to write it down for you. Don't mind my handwriting.
Why don't you be, like, right down the street from my house?
It literally is. It probably is. Like, it's right down the street from the school. It's called O'Day's Event Center. I think it's on 1112 Arlington. Nobody comes over there because who really likes Arlington? But Mr. Cash said that we gotta wrap it up. So, goodbye. Bye, Nora.
Bye.